Welcome to another episode of Transformation Professionals, sponsored by CXO Transform. Crafted to enhance the strategic acumen of ambitious managers, leaders, and consultants, we hope you enjoy this episode about building your transformation office. Here's Rob Llewellyn.
As we've seen, a staggering 70% of transformations don't hit the mark. So while everyone seems to be doing transformation, most could do better. And the devil's in the details, or the lack thereof. Transformations are complex tasks. They're not just about changing a process here or a product there. They involve a foundational shake-up of how things operate. That could be in governance, structure, or the very culture of an organization. Transformation is like rebuilding a plane mid-flight. You need financial discipline, a robust methodology for overseeing progress, a shift in culture, and perhaps most critically, a way to address and resolve issues as they arise. Enter the Transformation Office, which is the unsung hero in the narrative of change. A well-built Transformation Office acts as the nerve center for the entire operation. It ensures that every moving part is in sync, from managing timelines to overseeing the resources needed across various work streams. It's about bringing clarity to chaos, ensuring that not only are objectives met, but they're done so in a manner that's efficient and transparent. Now, it's easy to fall into the trap of focusing solely on the what of transformation. What changes need to be made? What outcomes are expected? However, the how is equally, if not more, important. How do we engage people? How do we align leadership? How do we ensure the culture reflects our ambitions? And most importantly, how do we guarantee executional certainty? The key lies in recognizing the value of a transformation office. Despite what some might like to believe, the disciplined nature of most companies isn't enough when faced with the scale of change required in a transformation. The evidence suggests that having a transformation office in place can boost value creation by up to 50%. It's about more than just keeping things on track. It's about accelerating the pace of change, ensuring that senior leaders are pulled in to shoulder collective responsibility and providing a central point for impact assessment. Launching a transformation office marks a pivotal moment in any company's journey. During these early days, the transformation office begins to find its footing and assert its role, setting the stage for the transformation's overall success. This phase is often marked by a flurry of activity where business leaders and their teams acquaint themselves with the new processes that will guide their work. They also play a key role in refining these processes, lending their insights to ensure they're as effective as possible. In the everyday management of projects and programs, leaders often employ their unique methodologies, which might range from bespoke tracking systems to regular team meetings and even the informal catch-ups that happen in the corridors. While these personalized approaches serve well under some circumstances, they fall short in the face of complex transformation. Such times demand an unprecedented level of collaboration across various departments, calling for a unified approach to managing the work. It's essential that everyone adheres to a single set of processes, utilizes the same tools, and follows a consistent schedule for reporting and meetings to navigate the complexities of transformation successfully. Let's consider five dimensions that are essential to a transformation office. First, there's strategy and vision. Identify the transformation champion early on, preferably a high-level leader like the CEO or CFO. Their first task is to form a steering committee to monitor progress and enable rapid decisions. Setting the transformation's financial goals in harmony with the company's current systems is essential, as is defining and agreeing on the ambitious vision that will guide the transformation's direction. Next is leadership and framework. Following the vision's establishment, the next step is detailing the Transformation Office's governance and structure. If new to the Transformation Office concept, define the Chief Transformation Officer's role, assigning strategic decision rights to the CEO and financial objectives to the CFO, while the Chief Transformation Officer manages resources and accountability. Decision rights for other executives will be more focused, with the transformation office potentially comprising 10 to 12 full-timers in larger organizations. Integration with the company's existing systems and procedures is crucial. Then there's the task of staffing the transformation office. Focus on recruiting the right talent, determining the necessary size and skill set for roles such as workstream liaisons, communication, finance, HR, analytics, and tech specialists. Collaboration between transformation office personnel and initiative leaders is crucial to define operational needs like training and communication. If in-house expertise is lacking for this ambitious initiative, as it often is, external support should be brought in. Then there's streamlining workflows and communication. Consistency in workflows, routines, and processes is vital, with a common language differentiating transformation elements. The transformation office should manage processes that guide the organization towards its transformation goals, employing stage gate methodologies and accelerated meeting cadences for swift communication and decision making. Then comes leveraging technology and analytics. Utilize digital tools and analytics within the transformation office for tracking and linking initiatives to financial results and impact assessments, typically through a digital platform. This facilitates faster data access and holistic decision-making, with remote management capabilities proven effective during the pandemic. As we draw this very quick look at transformation offices to a close, it's clear that the journey towards setting up a transformation office is both intricate and essential for steering organizations through the seas of change. While we've embarked on a high-level exploration of five critical dimensions necessary for establishing a transformation office, it's vital to acknowledge that this is just the beginning. To navigate this path successfully, several other factors require attention and meticulous care. Driving financial discipline, establishing a robust stage gate methodology, implementing effective routines and tracking systems, creating momentum for change and cultural shifts, and enhancing issue resolution and problem-solving capabilities are pivotal elements that complement the foundational structures we've discussed. Each of these components plays a crucial role in fortifying the transformation process, ensuring that it's not just about structural change, but about evolving the very heart and mind of an organization. As a leader or manager, the responsibility lies with you to dive deeper into these areas, to understand them, and to integrate them into your transformation strategies. The path of transformation is complex and challenging, but with the right approach, tools, and mindset, it's a journey that can redefine the future of every organization. Thank you for joining me in exploring the complexities and critical aspects of setting up a transformation office. If you're committed to taking your transformation efforts to the next level, remember to delve into these additional factors and make your transformation office a high-functioning center of excellence that sets a new standard in transformation offices.
This podcast is sponsored by CXO Transform. Professional development for managers, leaders, and consultants who strive for transformation excellence. If you're not yet a member of the Transformation Professionals community, you can join free at join.cxotransform.com. If you're already a member, we invite you to discuss today's topic inside the community. We publish twice every week and hope to have you join us on the next episode.